From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Five Muslim American men are sentenced to serve 10 years each in prison after being convicted on terrorism charges by a court in Pakistan today. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad has some details on the charges, which the men deny.
The accused Americans said they were on their way to Afghanistan to carry out humanitarian work. The five, two of whom are of Pakistani origin, were arrested within days of arriving in Pakistan last year, accused of using YouTube and email to contact militant groups. The court proceedings have been behind closed doors in a high-security prison where the defendants are being held. The judge is reported to have said the accused made contact with Qari Saif Ullah, a militant believed to have extensive contacts with Al-Qaeda. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what do we know about these men?
Craig, they were raised in the Alexandria, Virginia area, and that's just south of Washington, D.C. They continued to live there, and it's reported they worshipped at the same mosque in the area. They were arrested in Pakistan last December after their families reported them missing. They're young. When they were arrested, their ages reportedly ranged from about 18 to 24. Now, prosecutors say they planned to go to the largely lawless South Waziristan area of Pakistan to train to fight with the Taliban against U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
So these men are Americans. Does that put the U.S. in a difficult position?
Well, the case has been a bit touchy for U.S. officials because they are obligated to try to ensure justice for Americans overseas. At the same time, the U.S. is trying to combat terrorism and to help Pakistan do the same, and the FBI is conducting its own investigation in the U.S.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The containment dome on the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is back in place after being off most of yesterday. A deep-sea robotic device rammed the dome, and it was removed when fluid seemed to be leaking from it. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is criticizing the government for calling a halt to dredging sand for protective berms to keep oil from seeping into the Gulf Coast wetlands. Eileen Fleming, a member station WWNO, reports that Jindal insists that effort is crucial.
The Interior Department says the state isn't following the approved plans and is simply shifting sand from one fragile ecosystem to another. Jindal says the state will do what the Corps says and get sand from another area, but needs to keep building the barrier now to block approaching oil.
We're not asking for additional funding. We're not asking for additional resources. We said we'll do that. So we're not ignoring their concerns, but we're saying don't stop the dredging in the meantime.
Jindal says 200 miles of Louisiana coastline are now contaminated, and more oil is expected to come ashore in the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A fatal decision by some young people in Spain and rushing to get to a beach party. They crossed railroad tracks. At least 12 of the teenagers were killed when they were struck by a high-speed train. 14 others were injured. This is NPR News from Washington. Quick Senate confirmation is expected for General David Petraeus, President Obama's choice to replace General Stanley McChrystal as commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Senate committee will hold a hearing next week. The Pentagon unveils a brand new medical center in Maryland today to treat troops with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. But as NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, the Pentagon program that oversees the center is in disarray.
They call the new building the National Intrepid Center of Excellence. They'll study cutting-edge ways to diagnose and treat traumatic brain injuries from explosions, TBIs. But behind the scenes, there are big problems at the Pentagon program that oversees this new center. For one thing, the general who's been leading the military's campaign against TBIs announced this week she's resigning. General Lori Sutton has been under attack since the Pentagon named her almost 3 years ago. Critics say she was a weak leader, unfocused. But even Sutton's critics acknowledge that she's a scapegoat. The top post in charge of health care at the Pentagon is the Assistant Secretary of Defense, and four officials have rotated through that post in just over 3 years. It's a power vacuum. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Australia has a new prime minister, and she's the first woman ever to hold that post. Julia Gillard succeeds Kevin Rudd, who stepped down just before he was expected to be dumped by his party. Gillard was chosen by Labour Party lawmakers to lead in advance of national elections.
I ask my colleagues to make a leadership change. A change because I believed that a good government was losing its way.
Gillard is pledging new negotiations on a controversial mining tax opposed by Australia's mining industry. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.